You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no ease.com.
Notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. Personally, I've never met anybody who didn't like a good ghost story. But I know a lot of people who think there are a lot of people who don't like a good ghost story. For the benefit of these, at least, I go on record at the outset of this evening's entertainment with a sober assurance that although blood may be curdled on this program, none will be spilt. There's no shooting, knifing, throttling, axing, or poisoning here. No clanking chains, no cobwebs, no bony and or hairy hands appearing from secret panels or, better yet, bedroom curtains. If it's any part of that dear old phosphorescent foolishness that people who don't like ghost stories don't like, then again, I promise you, we haven't got it. Not tonight. What we do have is a thriller. It's half as good as we think it is. You can call it a shocker. It's already been called a real Orson Welles story. Now, frankly, I don't know what this means. I've been on the air directing and acting in my own shows for quite a while now, and I don't suppose I've done more than half a dozen thrillers in all that time. Honestly, I don't think even that many, but it seems I do have a reputation for the uncanny. Quite possibly, a little escapade of mine involving a couple of planets, which shall be nameless, is responsible. Doesn't really matter. Don't think I disapprove of thrillers. I don't. A story doesn't have to appeal to the heart. It can also appeal to the spine. Sometimes you want your heart to be warmed, and sometimes you want your spine to tingle. The tingling, it's to be hoped, will be quite audible as you listen tonight.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kell with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
I'm Palmer Payne, WNEW News, on the Radio Theater. That's the theme from Sears Radio Theater, which will be brought to you Monday through Friday on this station. Today, Richard Widmark will host a tale of adventure in a faraway place. On Monday, you'll hear stories of the Golden West and the West we know today, with Lorne Greene as your host. Tuesday, you can laugh with Andy Griffith as your host for Things That Are Funny. Wednesday, Vincent Price will bring you a generous helping of mystery, suspense, and detective stories. And on Thursday, Cicely Tyson will enthrall you with tales of love and hate, dramas involving human emotions. The Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station.
Hey, sit down, honey. Is this the first time you've interviewed an important celebrity like the old crooner?
Gosh, you sure are relaxed. Is it just an act?
No, honey, nothing bothers the old crooner. I just go out there and be my wonderful self.
No tensions or anything?
Not a thing, honey, except this young doctor told me the old crooner has high blood pressure.
Are you following your treatment every day?
Hey, no need to. Like I said, no tensions or nerves to hassle the old crooner.
That doesn't matter. High blood pressure usually has no symptoms.
No symptoms at all?
Well, that's why it's so important for you to follow your treatment every day, even if you feel relaxed. You have to control high blood pressure all the time. Well, actually, I don't think I ever heard you sing. Do you mind doing a few of your hits?
Me sing? No, never sing anymore now that I've been elected governor of the state.
Hit a few wrong notes there, too, huh?
To learn more, the National High Blood Pressure Education Program urges you to consult your doctor, health department, heart association, or local high blood pressure education program.
This is Richard Widmark. You're flying over a small tropical country in Africa. It could be any of half a dozen countries caught in the middle of civil war or political upheaval. Once occupied by the Belgians and the French and the British, it is now in the hands of its native people. Or perhaps I should say, in the hands of Mandu Ranana, the self-appointed president. The name of the country isn't important. What is important is the sound of those engines. A sound that has pilot Del Hall dripping in sweat, his knuckles bone white as he fights to keep his DC-3 cargo transport in the air for just a few more miles. A precious few seconds longer.
Cymbali Tower, Douglas, 1169er, Tango, over.
Cymbali Tower, Douglas, 1169er, Tango, over.
Position 060, altitude 1,200, speed 905 knots. I have engine malfunction. Request emergency landing instructions. Acknowledge, over.
Roger. Permission to land denied. Proceed to Marpura Airport.
What? Say again, over.
Permission to land denied. Proceed.
Negative, negative. I've got 5 passengers on board here. I can't make it to another. Cymbali Tower, I have engine failure. Ready or not, I'm coming in. Mayday, mayday.
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Sears Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Brought to you 5 nights a week by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops. Your hosts,
Lorne Greene. I'll bring you stories of the Old West and the New.
Andy Griffith with a look at the funny side of life.
Vincent Price with tales of mystery and suspense.
Cicely Tyson with stories about love, hate, and related things.
Richard Widmark. I'll bring you stories of pure adventure.
5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis production of The Sears Radio Theater. Our story, The Choosing, by Steve Sharon. Our stars, Dane Clark and Hans Conried.
I sell draperies at Sears. Yesterday, a lady came in and said that she'd been in and out of about every store in town looking for draperies and at this point didn't know what she wanted anymore. I asked questions about her tastes and decor and then made suggestions. She was thrilled. She found what she wanted and learned a little, too. It made me feel good to know that I helped her out. Sears people are friendly people who help you find what you want.
Sears, 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 where America shops.
Sears has a bedspread with all the muscle to resist the wear and tear it gets from high-spirited kids. It's Tufcord, a sturdy blend of 75% polyester and 25% rayon. Choose from bunk twin and full sizes in 10 bright solid colors or 5 coordinating plaids. All machine washable and permapressed for no-fuss easy care. When you want value in a strong and sturdy bedspread, look for Tufcord. Because kids not only sleep in their bedrooms, they play there too. At most Sears retail stores.
One Valentine's Day I'll never forget is the time I received a diamond. There's nothing quite like diamonds for expressing love, and now there's no better time to buy them for your love. Now, at most Sears retail stores, all tradition diamond jewelry up to 1 carat is 20% off till February 24th. That's 20% off diamond solitaires, pendants, earrings, bracelets, stick pins, and fashion rings. So give her a diamond from Sears, and she'll remember this Valentine's Day forever. Dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Give your Valentine fragrances from Sears and release the inner spirits of romance. Give her free-wheeling Breezy Charlie by Revlon. Give him the rich, manly crispness of English leather. Or for them both, Chauvin Sport Scents. Refreshing, exhilarating, and all of them ideal for a Valentine surprise. Choose these or many other popular fragrances at most Sears retail stores.
The crippled plane struggled to stay aloft. With both engines gone, the pilot fought to hold the craft in a glide, which would bring him to the airstrip he could see through the thick jungle growth below. He was nearly clear, almost free of the treetops reaching for him, when one last limb caught his right wing. The plane spun to the right, and the minute the wheels touched the landing strip, the craft skidded to a stop against an ancient storage building, left there a generation ago by soldiers no longer living. The side and front of the plane were crushed. The passengers survived.
I'm losing her. I'm losing her. I can't control. I'm losing
Captain
her.
Hall. Captain Hall, wake up. Wake up. You're dreaming.
Huh?
Captain, you were dreaming. A nightmare. You're all right now.
We landed? I thought we were all going to end up like Chris Bacon. I must be a better pilot than I thought. Oh, my head.
Don't touch it. Don't. It wouldn't be hard to get an infection in a place like this.
I must have cracked it against the overhead.
Well, I've managed to stop the bleeding.
Now, if you could just stop the throbbing. How are the others?
Few cuts and bruises. Mr. Rosen got the worst of it, sprained a wrist. How are you feeling, Mr. Rosen?
Oh, I'm fine. Just a little tired. A retired tailor's not used to such excitement. But you should help the captain. He needs medical attention.
No, I'm just a little groggy. Say, where are we? This doesn't look much like a hospital.
It's a prison, that's what it is, and I'll tell you one thing. I am not going to let them get away with locking me up in this filthy stinkhole. Imagine a man of my position in prison. When the embassy people find out I'm here, I'll see to
it. I don't want to rain on your parade, Mr.
Franklin P. Butler, Trans-Allied Industries.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Butler, but the United States broke off diplomatic relations with this country 6 months ago.
What? Well, that's incredible. Do you mean there's no embassy here, no one to look after our rights?
I mean we're in one hell of a fix.
Well, I'm holding you responsible for this, Captain. And you'd better start thinking of a way to get us out of here.
Oh, quiet. Can't you see he's hurt? Let the poor man rest.
Thanks. Here you are sticking up for me, and I don't even know your name.
Elizabeth Salming.
You know, he's right, though. You people shouldn't be here. I fly cargo, not people. If I hadn't been so greedy to pick up a few extra bucks,
Nonsense. We missed our connection, and we would have been stranded in Pretoria if it hadn't been for you.
Well, I just wish I knew why they threw us in prison.
Well, I'm afraid they didn't give us a clue. None of us wanted to argue with the armed guards. We just did as they ordered.
I'm Jeff Tanner, Captain. The guard told me to collect all the passports.
They've already confiscated my camera equipment. What do they want with our passports?
Well, I'd better do as he says. Here's mine, Tanner.
Here's mine. I'll see if I can get Mr. Rosen's without waking.
I couldn't help overhearing you, Captain.
Look, will you call me Dell?
Hey, I think our imprisonment might be political.
Well, it's not a very cheery thought.
Especially with Mondo Renana running things.
I'd like to pump that guard when he comes. See if he can tell us anything.
Good idea. I'll let you know when he shows up. How's the view?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, I'm just a little edgy, I guess. The view isn't very good. Just a green jungle as far as you can see.
My name's Jeff Tanner.
Ann Fraser.
I'll need your passport for the guard, Ann.
Of course. There you are.
Thanks.
I've, never been in prison before.
This isn't much as prisons go. A couple of wooden benches, four cold walls, and some straw on the floor. Probably built by the British. It has a dungeony feel to it.
You sound like an expert.
No, just an ex-anthropology major. I was in jail a couple of times back in the States. Don't worry, I'm not a hardened criminal. It was for protesting the war.
At least it was for something you believed in then. You stood up for your convictions.
Well, actually, it was for something I didn't believe in. Killing people. That's why I joined the Peace Corps. Funny how it worked out.
How's that?
Well, I thought of it just as a draft dodge, but I found I liked it in Africa. I felt needed. I guess the Peace Corps was what I was looking for all along. Anyway, I've been here for about 8 years now. What about you?
Nothing as altruistic as the Peace Corps. I'm doing field work for my master's degree in political science.
Strange place to do research.
Not really. My thesis is on the future role of the third world nations in the modern political structure. As a matter of fact, this is one of the countries I wanted to visit. But they wouldn't let me across the border.
Well, you got your wish after all.
Unfortunately, I'm researching ideologies, not penal systems.
Del, the guard's coming.
See here, you, what's your name?
Jerima.
Do you have any idea who you've got locked in here, Jerima? I'm an important man, and I've done a great deal of business with your president, Renana. He's not going to be very happy when he finds out I'm in here.
What kind of business did you say you were in, Butler?
Well, I import certain products.
What kind of products?
Jerima, I demand that you release us immediately.
You have all the passports.
Yes, here they are.
I'm Captain Hall, the pilot. I'd like to know why my passengers and I are being held prisoner.
I'm told you landed without permission.
But we broke no law. If anything, you people are guilty of denying me landing permission in an emergency.
That is not my decision. For now, you will all come with me.
Well, that's more like it.
What are we doing out here?
Looks like some kind of exercise yard.
Yes. Now you will have exercise. You may walk about for a little while.
Swell. Nothing like a brisk walk around a hot, dusty prison.
Well, at least we can take advantage of the fresh air.
Good idea. No telling when they might let us out again.
You're not going to walk, Dale?
No, I think I'll just sit here in the shade.
Mind if I join you? I don't feel much like walking myself.
Oh, not at all.
How's your head?
Oh, better, thanks. You know, I get the feeling I've met you somewhere, but I can't remember. Do you spend much time in Pretoria?
Well, this is my first visit to Africa. I'm on a photography assignment for a magazine.
Photography. Photography, that's it. You're a model, aren't you?
I was at one time.
Yeah, and you used to do those car layouts? The ones with
That was 10 years ago, at least. I was just starting out.
10 years? Yeah, that'd be about right. My parents sent me all kinds of magazines when I was in Vietnam. You know, that ad you did was taped right over my bunk. I used to dream about going home and buying one of those sport jobs and driving off with a girl.
I'm flattered you remember me after all this time.
Well, how could I forget someone as beautiful as you? What I mean is, dreaming about you used to keep me from going crazy in Nam.
So, did you get the car?
No, I never did. Just couldn't stay put in the job long enough to make any money. Too restless.
Must have been a tough readjustment after Vietnam.
Well, they say war is like a narcotic for some guys. They can't get used to no longer making life and death decisions after they turn civilian. They miss the high, the living on the edge, you know.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah. I felt like a fool, so I came to Africa with some wild idea of finding adventure. So what do I end up doing? Hauling machine parts back and forth in an old crate that should have been on the junk heap years ago.
That sounds like...
It is.
Hall! Hey, Hall, did you hear that?
Don't panic, Butler. Those shots were about a half a mile away.
But they could get closer, couldn't they?
Oh, I think we are safe here, Miss Salming. At least I hope so.
Well, it doesn't seem to be disturbing that Jerima fellow. He and that other guard he's talking to hardly seem to have noticed.
Well, they're probably used to it by now.
I could never get used to that sound.
Well, my guess is Ramana's boys are flushing out rebels.
Well, I regret to say I don't know much about this country. In Israel, we have enough of our own problems to worry about. But this name, Ranana, I have heard.
Oh, everybody's heard about Mondo Ranana. He's practicing to become another Hitler.
What you don't seem to understand, Tanner, is that since Ranana took power,
said it, Anne. He took power. That's what all the shooting is about out there. Ranana wasn't elected by the people. He named himself president after he assassinated his own uncle.
Great leaders have to seize power.
So do the dangerous ones.
I never said I condoned his methods.
Now, what do you really know about it? You haven't seen the refugees fleeing out of this country like I have, beaten and maimed. You haven't heard the horror stories about the mass executions and the brutal torturings, so don't try to tell me.
Shh. Better keep quiet about Renana's cheerful personality. Here comes the guard.
All right. You have enough exercise. Back now.
Home sweet home.
I promise you there's going to be hell to pay when we get out of here.
If we get out of here.
I will come back later with food. For now I leave you alone so you can prepare.
Prepare? Prepare for what?
To die. You will all be executed today. President's orders.
Sears Radio Theater will return after this message from your local station.
Here's your chance to make someone's dream come true for Valentine's Day. Put their name in lights on Broadway on New York's most exciting light display, Spectacolor. For only $25, your message can blaze over Broadway. Tell her you love her. Ask him to marry you. Call 221-6938 for details. 221-6938. For a few extra dollars, they'll even take a picture of your message. So call Spectacolor, 221-6938 now, and light up someone's life.
Hey, did you happen to see...
Stan Martin letting you know this Sunday night we will relive 1974. After the 8 o'clock news, my special guest will be Marvin Hamlisch on a WNEW Million Dollar Weekend.
I'm lost and lonely, scared and sad, trembling at the thought of making you mad. My love is yours, but at times you're so cold. If life's like this, take me before I grow old.
This song about child abuse was written by a man now serving time in a state prison. It is estimated that there are at least 1 million cases of child abuse in America each year. Child abusers and their children can both be helped. Find out how. Write Prevent Child Abuse, Box 2866, Chicago, Illinois, 60690.
Please stop the hurt I've suffered since my birth. Join the abused child's fight. Put an end to their sleepless night.
A message of the Ad Council and the National Committee for Prevention of Child Abuse.
Listen with your heart and you'll hear more than words.
Grandma?
Yes, sweetheart?
Did my mother ever do anything bad?
Well, what do you mean?
Did she always clean up her room?
Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
Seems to me I had to remind her to clean up her room on occasion.
Sometimes I forget, too.
Well, everyone forgets once in a while.
Listen with your heart and start to understand.
Grandma, does my mom love Jimmy more than me?
No. No, your mother used to ask me that about her brother.
Really?
Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
You remind me an awful lot of your mother when she was a little girl.
Listening, caring, and sharing. That's what understanding is all about.
Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
From the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
They stood stunned, staring in disbelief at the impassive guard. They looked toward one another, hoping they'd not heard. The guard must have been used to such a reaction. He repeated what he'd said.
By President Renana's orders, an example is to be made. You will all be executed.
Executed?
My God, that guard wasn't serious.
It's his idea of a joke, right?
It must be, Captain. This can't be true, can it? Tell us, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, just a nightmare. We're all going to be killed. We're all going to die.
Janana can't just kill us. We haven't done anything. We're American citizens. Doesn't he realize what'll happen when our government finds out?
If they find out.
What do you mean?
Communications to the outside world is non-existent unless Renana approves. No one even knows we're here.
But sadly, someone will realize we're missing when we don't arrive at our destination. Help may be on the way already.
Is that true, Captain? Captain?
We're just an overdue cargo transport. As far as anyone knows, we may have crashed in the jungle. There'll be the usual searches,
but... This is all your fault. If you weren't such an incompetent pilot, we wouldn't be here.
I suppose you'd rather be dead in the jungle.
No, but I wish you were.
You
scuttler, what are you doing?
Del, he's crazy. Oh, Del, are you all right?
Stupid fool.
He's out cold.
Just as well. Customers like him are the reason I retired from the clothing business. I'm sorry, Miss Fraser. I wish I could say something to cheer you up, but under the circumstances, I feel like crying with you.
Why is Renata doing this? Why does he want to kill 6 innocent people?
The man's insane. It's as simple as that.
You heard what the guard said. Our execution is an example. But to whom? Not to the people of this country. We're obviously part of some political maneuvering with the U.S.
Wasn't this Renana the one who gave refuge to those terrorists who hijacked an Israeli airline a few years back?
That's right. He held them all hostage until a settlement was negotiated for his benefit.
Oh, well, maybe he has no intention of killing us then.
Yeah, maybe he's bluffing.
No, Renana can't back down. He has to kill us now.
I have brought you food.
I don't think anyone has much of an appetite now.
But I also have good news. My president has decided not to execute all of you.
Did you hear that, Anne?
Thank God.
Indeed, this is his doing.
It's a miracle.
I can't believe it.
I knew Renana would back down. He knows better than to tangle with American citizens.
Instead, my president has decided that his purpose will be served if only one of you is shot.
Which one of us is it going to be?
Oh, that is for you to decide.
What do you mean?
You yourselves will do the choosing of the person that is to be executed. Do you not want to eat now? I will leave the food. When I return, it will be time to take the one you choose.
Jerima, listen to me. I'm a very rich man. Here's my card. Tell your president my company wants to do business with him again. I have 10,000 units I can deliver to him by...
Hey, what are you doing?
I must go.
What's the big idea, Butler?
He's selling us out, that backstabbing Judas.
Stay away from me.
You know I ought to bust your face wide open.
No, please, let him go.
You're just mad because you didn't think of it.
Shut up!
Both of you, be quiet. Your fighting isn't going to solve our problem. And we do have a difficult problem to solve.
Anne, why don't you try to eat something?
I don't think I can.
Come on, try some of this. You'll feel better.
No, I can't eat. Not until I know who it's going to be.
Anne, I want to apologize for the things that I said to you out in the exercise yard. I was out of line.
No, it was my fault. I must have sounded pretty stupid trying to defend someone like Renana. I guess I just wanted to show off my intellectual prowess.
Think we can be friends?
I'd like that.
Good. Say, were you planning to go right back to the States after this?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I thought I could show you around a bit. I'd like to take you out to some of the villages so you could get to know the people like I do, see what they're up against.
Well, that sounds really nice, Jeff. If we ever get out of here.
You mean when?
I don't know why, but I'm even more scared now than I was when I thought we were all going to die.
Well, the difference is that now there's a faint glimmer of hope. You know, you reach out for it, desperately wanting it, and you know there's 5 other people that want to live just as badly as you do.
I just wish it was all over.
Well, the longer we wait, the harder it's going to be on all of us. Oh, come on, let's get it over with.
How do we decide?
We could draw straws.
Yes, that's the only fair way to decide.
Fair? You think there is a fair way to decide who's going to die?
All right, we draw straws, but I think we should leave the women out of it.
I agree.
Wait a minute. Eliminating the women lowers the odds for the rest of us. I'm not picking unless they...
Why, you gutless son of...
Look, all I care about is staying alive, and if that means a woman has to die to let me off the hook, well, then that's just too damn bad.
He's right, Dale. There's no reason why Anne and I shouldn't have to take the same risk as the men. I'll pick. I will, too. I guess.
Oh, come on. This is a hell of a time to be a woman's lip advocate.
We are all in this together. Here are six straws. I'll put my hand behind my back so I can't see which straw is which. Short straw is the loser. Who'll pick first?
I'll pick first. Well, here goes. Not too long, not too short, I hope.
Miss Fraser?
Somehow I don't feel very lucky.
Go on, Ann.
Wait. I am not going through with this.
We all agree.
This is the only fair.
It is not fair. And I'm not risking my life on some stupid lottery. I won't pick.
All right, then I'll pick for you.
No! Don't you understand? This isn't a bingo game. This is for keeps.
Do you think the rest of us like this any more than you do, Butler? There's no other way.
There is a way.
Look, you're not going to buy your way out of this.
No, let's hear what he has to say, Captain. What do you propose?
I think I deserve to live more than anyone else in this cell.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think I deserve to live, too.
So do I.
We all do.
My point exactly. But one of us has to die. And it should be the one least worthy of living.
That's all well and good, Butler. But since God is near to tell us who that person is, how do we decide?
We'll have a trial.
Where the hell do you think we are? In the chambers of the Supreme Court?
Each of us will stand trial before the other, stating his reasons for deserving to live.
With the rest of us acting as combination judge and jury? Is that the idea?
And prosecutor?
It'll never work.
Would you rather take a chance on picking the short straw?
Sears, where America shops, invites you to apply for the Sears credit card. It gives you credit in over 3,600 Sears stores coast to coast. Whether you live or travel in any of the 50 states, there's a Sears store where you can shop for what you need for your family, home, or car. You can apply for the Sears credit card at any Sears store or by calling this toll-free number now. Call 800-526-0444. That's 800-526-0444. New Jersey residents call 800-652-2777.
Generations ago, families dined by the warmth of the open hearth. Today, Sears rekindles this spirit with its open hearth dining room furniture. Faithfully rendered early American designs and careful workmanship give it an heirloom quality. The satin glow and warm highlighting of Sears open hearth take 26 steps to achieve. There's no shorter method to bring out the beauty of the wood. And like all good furniture, open hearth is made to last for a long time with sturdy tongue and groove and mortise and tenon construction. Choose from 16 different pieces of open hearth at most Sears retail stores.
It's enjoyable to think about your favorite things, and even more enjoyable to wear your favorite sportswear from Sears. Like the shirt, teamed with pants that fit. The shirt is a permapressed Easy Care polyester knit in a choice of prints and solid colors. And a comfortable, flattering fit is yours with pants that fit. These polyester knit permapressed pull-on pants are proportioned for tiny, typical, or tall gals in splendid solid shades to match the shirt. Give a boost to your wardrobe in the sportswear department at most larger Sears retail stores.
Understand you type fast.
Yes.
Accurate?
Well...
That's okay. You'll be typing on Sears' exclusive corrector electric typewriter with easy correction and more. It's Sears' best. Try typing Sears' corrector typewriter. Whoops. Now, first, Sears is S-E-A-R-S, not Z. So, backspace to the incorrect letter. Tap the correction key. Now the mistake is blocked out. Next, type the correct letter. Then proceed.
Yes, Daddy.
Richard Widmark again, with the concluding act of The Choosing.
Any objections to my suggestion about having a trial?
Yeah. I don't trust you, Butler. I think you've got an angle. I just haven't figured out what it is yet.
What happens after we've all stated our cases?
Majority rules. We'll vote to choose the unlucky person.
So, Who will be the first to stand trial?
I will. I mean, I'd like to get it over with. Oh, I don't know what to say. I just know I don't want to die.
You're not alone.
I know that, but I can't help feeling cheated, and to choose me would be cruel.
It'll seem that way to whomever we choose.
But it's different with me. My life is just beginning. I'm not even out of school yet, and there's so much for me to do, so much for me to see.
Well, my child, we all have things we want to do.
Yes, but at least all of you had a chance. You're all older than I am. You've had time to stretch your wings, to feel, to experience. You just can't cheat me out of my future. I know you can't.
What about my future? Maybe it isn't as ambitious as yours, Anne, but I know it won't be it won't be wasted either. I intend to keep working here in Africa with the Peace Corps.
Don't cry and make it sound so noble, kid. I overheard what you told the girl you joined to stay out of Vietnam.
I admit that. I didn't feel like killing people, all right?
No, it isn't all right. Because while you were out on safari, I was slugging it out in the rice paddies with the VCs.
I'm sorry, Del. You did what you had to, and I did what I had to. I'm proud I didn't go, and nothing's going to change my mind.
Any man who helps another man brings meaning to his life. No matter how the world changes, this remains the same.
Very touching, Rosen. But you're going to have to come up with something more than sentimental dribble to convince me that a tired old man like you isn't the answer to our problem.
So because I'm old, you think I'm ready to die? I'm Mr. Big Shot Executive?
The way I see it, you're the logical choice, Rosen. You could let us all off the hook.
I am old. My life is nearly over. I had no family besides my brother and Diaper, who maybe would not miss me so much if I die. But I'll tell you something that I would miss, and that is living.
Oh, we all have that in common, Rosen. Age has nothing to do with wanting to live.
But it does. You people will never understand life until you're old and face death every day. You, Miss Fraser.
Yes?
You speak of accomplishments. Well, I'm a tailor. I'm too busy working for these things. At my age, just to wake up every morning, that is an accomplishment. You are young and life seems very long, but to me, life does not seem long enough. My thirst for it is never filled, never satisfied.
Look, old man, the fact is you've had a longer life than any of us. You're going to die soon anyway, so why not just volunteer?
Oh, what's wrong with you, Butler? You don't hear so well? I'm not ready to die. I'm not going to be one of these old people who just kicked aside and stepped on by the young. You are what's wrong with people today. You care for no one but yourself. You use everyone for your own purposes. And if I was a younger man, I would teach you.
Oh, Mr. Rosen.
What's wrong?
Oh.
Looks like his heart's giving out on him.
Tanner, Tanner, call the guard, will you?
Guard!
My pills in
yes,
my pocket.
Yes. How many, Mr. Rosen?
One.
Here's some water. Lay him down. Over here on this straw, Dale.
Where's that damn guard?
Jerima! Hey, Jerima! It's no use, Dale. He won't answer.
How are you doing, Mr. Rosen?
Oh, better. Just let me rest.
Well, I guess that solves our problem. We might as well choose the old man now that we know he's gonna...
Oh, shut up!
We'll be doing him a favor. It'll be quicker, less painful.
You don't know for sure if he's gonna die?
Well, it should be fairly obvious.
Look, the trial isn't over yet, Butler. This was your idea, and we're gonna see it through to the end.
I look back on the frivolous life of pleasure I've led, and it hardly seems to have any reality now. It all seems a dream. Rather self-centered one, I suppose. I've done nothing that would benefit mankind, only myself.
Sounds pretty selfish.
It had never seemed so at the time. I was always interested in living every day to the fullest, had very little concern for how others lived. Been all over the world, done everything I wanted. Well, almost everything. I've experienced more than most people do that are twice my age.
Why shouldn't we pick you, then? Why shouldn't I have a chance to live the way you have?
Because for all that I've done, I still find my life lacking. Empty of the one thing that would have made me happy. Love.
But you must have been in love at one time or another.
It's a terrible thing to realize, but I've been in love only with myself.
So what are we supposed to do? Feel sorry for you just because Prince Charming hasn't galloped into your life?
Oh, I'm not asking for sympathy, only understanding.
Well, you won't get it from me.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me
too
much.
You know, Butler understands nothing that isn't related to himself or his business or whatever that might be.
And what do you understand, Captain?
I understand death. I should, after all the killing I've seen.
And done?
Yes. Yes, I was a perfect soldier, a perfect killer. You know, it's amazing how easy it is. The guilt doesn't last very long, you know. You can't let it last or you go crazy. You can wipe out everything except the nightmares.
What kind of nightmares?
Nothing like what you'd expect. No dreams of battle, no dead VCs coming back to haunt you.
What then?
Well, dreams of solving your problems in the real world, the way you did in Vietnam, with the pull of a trigger. Pretty soon you get anxious, you get paranoid, and before you know it, you're back in Nam, only it's all in your mind for 24 hours a day.
That's sick.
Yes, it's sick. And there's a lot of sick guys walking around because people were too stupid to realize what a war like that did to a man. How it changes his life, how it ruins it like it did mine. You see, the terror of death for me is that I've done nothing to make my life worth living.
But you can change all that. You've got the rest of your life to make something of yourself.
Do I? Why does one guy in a foxhole get blown away by shrapnel and yet his buddy walks away clean? How do I know that fate or God or whatever hasn't put me in this cell because it's my time?
Well, what about the rest of us? Why are we here?
It's a coincidence. If we hadn't missed our connection, we wouldn't be here at all. Captain Hall would have flown this route no matter what.
And the plane would have developed engine trouble whether you were on board or not.
Well, I don't believe in coincidence.
Well, I do because I know I deserve to live.
I doubt that, Butler. I doubt that anyone will even miss you when you die.
Well, that's where you're wrong, kid. I'm not like the rest of you. I'm an important man, an executive vice president with...
Trans-Allied Industries. You've told us all about it. Far be it from me to suggest that you're just like any other employee of a large company. Expendable.
Hardly. 1/5 of the countries in Africa depend on products supplied by my company. All due to contracts that I put together. And I'm the only one who knows all the details, all the unwritten arrangements involved. If I die, some very tenuous political relationships are going to collapse. Relationships that could upset the balance of power on this continent.
Just what is this product that Trans-Allied supplies?
Well, I can't talk about that.
Wait a minute. Now I remember, Trans-Allied. Trans-Allied Industries is a munitions firm.
No wonder you were so secretive about what your company does.
And the products they supply. You know, you're a damn gunrunner.
A gunrunner is someone who sells weapons illegally. We are perfectly legitimate.
I bet you supplied weapons for every brush war in Africa for the last 10 years.
And probably to both sides.
When I think of all the innocent women and children that have been slaughtered just so you could make a buck...
Well, I have nothing to do with all that. All I do is supply a product. I don't pull the trigger.
You fool, if it weren't for you, they wouldn't have a trigger to pull.
It's a competitive business. Even the United States government sells arms to these people.
That doesn't make it morally right.
There are no morals in this world. Haven't you found that out yet?
Because of unprincipled butchers like you! All right. We've all had our say. Let's vote now. I demand that Butler be the one to be executed.
No!
I agree. He deserves to die.
You can't do that. That's not the way I planned it.
Wait, and let your tempers cool. We are still talking about sending a man to die.
That?
The rebels?
Maybe it's the firing squad practicing.
Oh. Del, you think we'll get out of here?
You will, Elizabeth. I'm sure of it.
We both will, won't we? Del, look at me. You can't be thinking they'll choose you.
No. They won't choose me.
Because I want us to be together when this is over, Del.
Look, we barely know each other, Liz.
But there'll be time for that.
Let's not kid each other. We're just two people who met briefly, that's all.
No, there's something more.
Is there? How do I know you're not trying to buy my vote with the promise that something might happen between us?
Del, you can't believe that.
I do.
You can't.
It'll be easier for you this way, Elizabeth. You'll forget. Believe me, you'll forget.
Rosen.
Yeah?
Oh, it's you, Butler. What do you want?
I have
have a proposition for you.
Nothing you have to say could interest me.
You're dying. Yeah,
perhaps. Whatever happens, I'm in God's hands now.
The others, they're going to choose me. I know it.
And you want me to volunteer for the execution?
Yes, I'll make it worth your while.
If you pay me to kill myself, how will I spend the money?
No, that's not what I mean. Your brother in Durban, I can see that he's taken care of.
He wouldn't take your blood money.
I'll pay him anything you ask, anything, if you'll just do this for me.
Oh, leave me alone, Bob.
What's wrong with you? Talk about compassion and helping others. How can you let me die?
It is time. Who have you chosen?
No one. Yet.
Then do so now.
Jerima, did you take my message to Renana? Does he remember me? Is it a deal?
He remembers you. But you are not to be released.
But he has to let me go. He can't do this to me.
Forget it, Butler. Let's vote. Mr. Rosen, who do you choose?
The man who should die should be me.
You won't regret this, Rosen. Just give me your brother's name and address, and I'll...
You don't understand. I'm not doing this for you, but for the others.
Suit yourself, old man, as long as it isn't me.
We agreed to a vote.
That's right.
But we don't have to now. You all heard what he said.
I say we go through with it.
So do I.
All right. I choose the old man also. That's two votes.
And I say that I'm the one who should be executed. 2-1.
Hell no.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but I got us into this mess. I'm responsible for the lives of my passengers.
You can't do that, Del. You...
It's done.
Now, look, the rest of you, listen to me. I'll pay any one of you $50,000 if you vote for Rosen.
You're wasting your breath, Butler. I choose you.
No!
So do I.
One vote for the captain, 2 for Mr. Rosen, and 2 for Butler. It's up to you, Elizabeth.
I'll pay you $75,000. No, $100,000 if you choose the old man. He's dying anyway. For God's sake, don't be a fool.
Del?
Choose, Elizabeth.
Butler.
No. No, you can't do this to me. It isn't fair.
Take him.
I'm an important man. You can't let me die. It isn't fair. You're no different than I am. You're all murderers. You hear me? You're murderers and assassins.
Your plane is being made ready.
I'm sorry for putting you through that, Elizabeth. I had to vote for myself. I had to give the others a way out.
Doesn't matter now. We'll be together.
Yes. Yes, Elizabeth, we will.
Come on, Bonnet! Let me in!
Captain? It's Mr. Rosen. He's dead.
What? Poor guy. You knew he wasn't going to make it.
Del, did I make the wrong choice?
No, you couldn't have known.
Yours was only one of three votes, Elizabeth. Listen. I'm ashamed to say I don't feel very guilty.
If it was anyone other than Butler.
Renana's a killer, not us.
Yes, but he made us his accomplices. We have to live with that.
You know, I was just thinking...
What?
Well, Butler said he'd done business with Renana. And I can't help think how ironic it would be if the firing squad was using the guns he sold them.
The waist on these jeans fit fine, but the hips are too tight.
My hips look sleek in these jeans, but I'm swimming in the waist.
We need jeans that fit at the waist and hips.
We need jeans that fit from Sears. For every size waist in jeans that fit, there are 3 hip sizes to choose from, and 2 lengths. Tapered, contoured, fitting as if they were tailor-made. Whether a little skinny, a bit hippie, or in between, it's jeans that fit from the fashion place at most larger Sears retail stores. Oh, here I go again. It's time to rent one of those steam-type carpet cleaners.
Why rent? Now Sears puts power in a carpet cleaner you can own yourself. The Power Spray from Sears for easy home carpet cleaning. Power Spray sprays hot water into your carpet, then sucks up the dirty water.
You can see the dirt you get out, dirt you didn't even know was there.
The Power Spray Carpet Cleaner, a convenient carpet cleaner you can own yourself. Available at most Sears retail stores. Kenmore. Solid as Sears.
Ugh, my walls couldn't look worse. So I'm going to give them a new lease on life with Sears Fashion Flat and Semi-Gloss Paint. Right now, I'll save $4 on every gallon and choose from 25 snappy colors as well as bright white ceiling paint. They all cover with one smooth coat when applied as directed. Plus, easy soap and water cleanup is a snap. Good looks for the walls, big savings for me at most Sears retail stores. Hey, walls, you'll look terrific. Sale ends February 24th.
When I need advice, I go to my mom.
Why not? It's free.
Now that I'm married and moving into a new house, I want all the advice I can get. So when mom says shop Sears, I listen.
You should. Sears is a great help on those big items you'll need for your new home. Major appliances like washers, dryers, and refrigerators. They'll deliver, install, and service. I always depend on Sears. You should too.
Sears, 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 where America shops.
You've been listening to Sears Radio Theater, brought to you five nights a week by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops. The Choosing was written by Steve Sharon, produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your host was Richard Widmark. Our stars were Dane Clark and Hans Conry. Also heard were Shepard Menken, Mary Jane Croft, Carly Bear, Norman Alden, and Patricia Ann Joyce. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. Art Gilmore speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Sears Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
When George had his heart attack, the doctor told me that we had to reduce the animal fat in his diet. His cholesterol count was too high.
What did you do?
George gets only lean meats, and I always cut off extra fat before cooking. He gets low-fat dairy products, grains and cereals, fish, poultry with no skin, fresh fruits and vegetables, and you know what?
What?
Our food bill is lower than before George had his heart attack.
But doesn't he miss all
of them? What's to miss? He eats better than ever before and has more variety in his meals, too. And you know what?
What?
I do, too.
What?
Enjoy!
The American Heart Association wants you to eat foods that not only taste good, but are healthy for your heart. It's not as complicated as you might think. Ask your Heart Association for their free booklet on heart-healthy diets. The American Heart Association. We're fighting for your life.
Certain foods, plants, and animal products you can't bring back to the U.S. You can't because they're prohibited. They're prohibited because even one of these foods, plants, or animal products might carry a disease or pest that could spread to our crops and gardens and animals with devastating results. You haven't been everywhere on the globe yet, but there's always tomorrow. And before you go again, write for the free booklet that explains the law.
Even one can hurt. Write for Traveler's Tips.
Write to Traveler's Tips, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington, D.C., 20250. It's free.
Be sure and tune in next Monday when Sears Radio Theater presents Leavin' Cheyenne, a night of Western drama with your host, Lorne Greene.
The Mood turns to Comedy Tuesday with Andy Griffith as your host for Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot. On Wednesday, Vincent Price is your host for The 13th Governess, a story of mystery and suspense. Love and Hate is the subject of This Home is Dissolved, and Cicely Tyson will tell you about it next Thursday. And Richard Widmark will round out the week with a tale of adventure called Cataclysm at Carbon River. So be sure and tune in Monday to the Sears Radio Theater.
I'm Stan Martin. This Sunday night, my feature year will be 1974. Relive it with me and my special